So I guess much more than in the past, I will be interested in finding procedures, meditations, methods which are in accordance to that. Procedures in that will actually treat everybody present as having this unique value, which is not above or below anybody else's value. So that as, for instance, in the circle of the heart experience, you see, remember the circle of the heart experience. In the circle of the heart experience, what is so significant is that we are one. Even though everybody is uniquely him or herself, having uniquely him or herself particular feelings that are in accordance with their view of life. It's not, your view of life is not obliterated. You're not somehow dissolved in some kind of cosmic mush. You know, you're not somehow losing your self or your soul or whatever, your uniqueness. No, you're just all of a sudden equal in value. You cherish every voice, even if you don't agree with it. You somehow have, yeah, right, this is also a way to see the world. And it's not also, no, that's also a way to see the world. I mean, it's pretty stupid and so on, you know. It's not like that. It's also a way to see the world, and it's unique, and it is valuable. It gives that one ingredient to reality of this moment that is needed to make the whole a whole. So that leads to a basic, I find, to a basic meditation, if you like. It is a meditation of inquiry. It is not, there's not anybody is somehow someone that hasn't got something to say. Quite the contrary. It makes you curious in how they see the world, and makes you curious to having honest communication, true communication. It makes you do everything you can so that person will feel good enough to give her or himself as he or she is. Because only then can you really inquire into the nature of your mutual reality. You cannot inquire into what reality is if you don't take the view from the other side serious. If you're not open and feelingly considerate for that view, impossible. All that you can see then is the reality from your point of view, from your perspective. And if it is true, what seems to be pretty clear to me, that the universe is all kinds of views, is an innumerable number of perspectives, divine perspectives, murderer perspectives, and everything in between, then opening up to the perspective of another will reveal much more of reality than if you insist on the rightness of your perspective. Which, of course, means that true inquiry needs true inquirers. Means if you are into this, meeting a person who is really not into that at all, then only you can inquire into reality at that moment. And that person will not do it. That person will see that they use you for their kind of world, which is not bad at all, which is not a trouble at all for you, because you can learn from that as well, from that perspective. Taking that perspective as valuable, you can learn right there in that kind of situation as well. So it's not required that both parties inquire into the nature of reality with an open heart and an open mind. It's not necessary. But it's beautiful. And I do believe that as that is happening, and I've had that happen on many, many different levels, that when this is happening, opening from both sides, that's when reality can reveal itself in a very, very rich, deep, encompassing way. And that, to me, is real spirituality of the 21st century.